Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Let me bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, marriage and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, forget Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Hey, everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with Don Fry. I can't see Don, but it just says Don Fry, which is still manlier than most people that I actually can see. Anyway, hope you guys are doing well. Jason Miller just entered. This is just talk about badasses. I mean, you can't get more entertaining people than Don Fry and Jason Mayhem Miller. And then we have Sean Merriman coming on, who the former football great, who's now running an MMA promotion that they have a fight tomorrow night. These guys have a fight tomorrow night. Sean Merriman, I want to talk to him about it. I was on ESPN with him a couple times. I was on, and he was just one of the nicest, coolest people. And he's looking for a fight. He wanted to fight Shaq. He called out Shaq, but Shaq never took him his offer, which would have been a great fight. Sean Merriman versus Shaquille O'Neal. But I think
I've been calling out Dana White for years. It would be a great fight, but, you know, never going to happen.
I don't think that, I mean, where does Dana White have an advantage against you, Jason?
Sponsorship opportunities.
Besides that, on the ground, in wrestling, in boxing, in kickboxing, I mean, where do you see this being even or even close?
I don't.
Yeah. So, I mean, by the way, Sam Alvey made a video that you are now officially joining the John versus Sam Alvey fight. How did that
happen? Welcome to the Mayhem Burst.
How did that happen exactly? Did you hit up? I know
the
internet,
bro. Enough people talked about it where it hit the singularity.
I mean, this is gonna be. I can't believe this is actually happening. I don't know if you guys are following the TikTok feed. Some guy John, who's out of his mind. There's something wrong with him. He says he could beat anybody in the UFC. He's the GOAT. Sam Alvey says, okay, I'm into it. And now there's been 23 videos made back and forth between this guy and Sam Alvey to the point where people are flying this guy to Dan Henderson's gym and Mayhem is the special guest. It's just, I can't wait for this. I mean,
now there was talks of me officiating.
Yes.
I said, no. That will be up to the studied eye of Dan Henderson, who will be refereeing this match. The California State Athletic Commission has apparently been notified. He will be in the third man position inside the ring. I will be announcing, officiating, commentating. I will be saying funny things during the fight, that's for sure.
The fight's going to last eight
and we'll seconds. Have a grand old time. Bring us your bullies and we'll beat them up. Bully beat down.
This fight's going to last 9 seconds. I don't know how much officiating is actually going to be.
No. It will not last 9 seconds because I will stand that man up myself and put broomsticks on his legs, and he will fight out the rounds.
So we're here with Sean Merriman, who was an amazing athlete. I mean, obviously, elite football player. How many times did he make the All-Star game?
What was that? Three times. You know, three Pro Bowls, three All Pros.
Three-time NFL All-Star. What do you think about every football player there are there in high school, in college, to make it to the pros is like one in a million, one in a whatever it is. And then to be an all-star three times is even that's insane. And you look at Sean, I mean, he's like 75 years old. He's still jacked. He's still got it. He's a fucking ripped guy.
Time out. You're talking a man at 75? Jesus Christ, bro.
Hey,
I know black don't crack.
But in football years, I might be 75, dude. So yeah, he might got a point.
He's also
Hell yeah.
a great dad. He just an overall great guy. And he went out and he started his own MMA promotion, which everyone says they're gonna do. I'm gonna start my own promotion. Most people last one event, if that. This dude like started lights out. Now, what number are you in now?
28. We got 28 tomorrow.
28. And you got a former Bellator star, right? Jeff Neal?
Yeah, we
Or
got Grant
Brand
Neal.
Neal.
Yeah, we got Grant Neal and then Renato Valente at headline this thing. I mean, we just finished the weigh-ins and the face-offs right now, and I almost had to break them dudes up. Like there's for both of them. Grant, let me tell you,
You're
so
brother.
Grant already got a call. Grant already got a call from the UFC. He was about to fight, I think, a few months ago. The guy didn't take the fight, so he came back with us to take this fight. And Renato is basically like, I'm going to spoil it for him. I don't want to give that call to the UFC. So all that just happened about 20 minutes ago. So it was pretty insane.
So how are you
Yeah,
able
hey,
to?
I gotta stop you guys real quick and just thank you very much for your contributions to the culture of mixed martial arts. Your shows have really put a stamp on the local scene, and got national headlines. I feel like it has a good appeal. It's shot well. The show runs smooth, man. I gotta say, congratulations on a professional operation.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. And tell you the truth, man, there's a lot of former Bellator people here. When I was working with Bellator for those 3 years,
Of course.
a lot of the team is from
Small
Bellator. That's
community, small
100%.
community. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows the art. We're after the same thing. And so, yeah, of course, Bellator, man, the things work smooth over there. You could tell because we've had fighters fight for you guys, and we appreciate that.
Appreciate that. Yeah, no doubt.
So, obviously Mayhem Miller, the legend Mayhem Miller, he is now also training people. He's got a gym. And then of course the legend Don Fry is here, which you can't get any better than these two guys. Now, Sean, tell me, how are you able to, 'cause you're doing all this stuff. I see you, you're working out like a maniac. You're training like a maniac. You're also at every high school, I don't know if your kids play high school football, but you seem like you're at every football game. You're doing all this coaching.
Listen here, bud. Let me just go ahead and stop you right there because I've seen this man train like an absolute maniac. At Unbreakable Gym. He was with this beautiful girl, whatever the hell. I don't know, assistant. I'm not going to name names, but they were working out so damn hard. It was unreal, bro. I like wanted to write my mama about it. Hey, you got the acumen, and the determination. If you made it All-star that many times. Come on, bro. That's not just your God-given gifts. That's a hard work that you put in. Your work ethic and your inability to quit, huh? That's how you got it inside you. And so
Yeah,
now you're
man.
after this. Well, what's your goals with this promotion? What's your goals with this promotion? How do those skills translate? And what are you trying to do? In the coming months, with your promotion?
Yeah, but you know what's crazy is so I started training back with Randy and all those guys, Randy Couture, back in the mid 2000s, and with Chuck and Tito. I was around with Tyron Woodley when he was first coming on in the mid 2000s. So I was training with those guys in back then. So I've been around this sport, man, for 18 years. But the truth is, man, like I still live my life as an athlete. You get what I'm saying? So in the morning, when I wake up at 5:30, the first thing I do, I go to the gym, and then I get to everything else. Now,
Hey,
as far
wait, wait. At what stage do you put the ice on your face?
what you mean? Like,
Oh, I don't know. I just saw this thing. It's like you're supposed to ice your face for like 10 seconds at
Jason, can I
5:30
hear the rest? I'll
a.m.
hear the rest of
Oh,
this, Jason.
you're talking about the viral shit. I
Sorry,
don't
man. Sorry.
I don't have the bullshit morning routine. But no. So look, as far as Lakeside Extreme Fight, we've sent four guys in the last 30 days to Dana White Contender Series in the UFC in the last month. Right. So, Santiago Luna, John Paul came from us. you know, who else? Prince Albie Jazz just won, you know, about a month ago on Dana White Contender Series. And you know the cool thing is about that. So when Chris he got a knockout, he got a finish in Dana White Contender Series. He's texting me when he got back to his phone right after, probably about less than 10 minutes from the fight, and we're just like, thank you, bro, appreciate it. You know, like he wouldn't be here in that position if he get an opportunity with us. And for me, man, that's cool because again, you just talk about Grant Neal. Like if Grant have a big finish tomorrow, Grant's gone. You know, Tyrell Fortune, you know, he had a big finish with us.
I love that guy.
Like he, if he has another
Yo,
fight.
Yo, man, so that's what's up, bro. That's what's up. It's just, you know, man, shoot him up to the damn Dana. You know, it's like, damn, that's what happens. That's the current state of things, huh?
Yeah, but for us, it's cool because we're still growing, right? Like we're on UFC
you can't
Fight
Pass. The guys, the stars go over and over again. You know what I'm saying? Because this guy got the big knockout and now he's gone. That's you know.
Yeah, all right. But for us, man, look, but you got to think. If we're growing, right? We're one of the fastest growing in the country and sending this many amount of guys to UFC. So while we're in the growing stage, if you're getting that type of talent from compared really we are, we're probably, you know, we're a regional plus promotion. You get what I mean? How we're sitting right now.
Yeah.
But the distribution we have, we're all over the world with Fubo, UFC Fight Pass, BN Sports. Oh. So, you know, you can Amazon Freebie. Great. And then we're going to announce a big one here probably in the next 30 days.
But I want to know how you do it. But like, how do you have the time to match make? To promote.
No, he has the time. He makes the time. Don't ask him about the time. I want to know like the intricacies of this, where you're going with broadcast deals. You know what? What's up, man? Tell me.
Yeah, it's
that, look, what's your that's what I'm asking about. So we got the first part down, but I'm asking about now, where do you go? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, we get this. We got one big broadcast partner that we're talking to two, but one is really coming to clear. That happens. It automatically puts us on a international platform. To you know, put us up there again. We don't like even in our fighter contracts. If a guy get a call from the UFC, he's gone. We don't even try to, you know, fight that. Even if he got another fight or two left in his contract, we'll let him out because ultimately they go out and show out and have a good performance. Where do they come from, right? And so we're good with that right now. The truth of the matter is, like, where we are right now, this time next year we're gonna look completely different. And so to be able to pull something like that off. You know, I've been running this thing for about, you know, almost 5 years now. And really, if you take out the pandemic, it's three because we were shut down for 2 years. Like, that hasn't been done. It just this type of growth has never happened before in MMA. And that's why I let these guys go, because without the UFC, I was in Abu Dhabi and Dubai for the weekend. I went to the fight. So I've been around this thing for 18 years, man. Watch them grow. And it is cool because we got some really cool shit. As a matter of fact, in a few months, we're going to be launching our tech gloves that can measure speed, power punch, G-force, and like crazy shit. So there's a ton of like data while people watching the fight. So when people ask me like about us, like we're not trying to be bigger than anybody. Like that's not our goal. As long as our production would keep growing, as long as our fights keep getting bigger. And then all these, you know, tech verticals and platforms, man, like we're creating our own community. So we're not
I'm
even trying to.
So impressed.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. Yeah. Man, you answered all the questions, man. God bless you. Yeah.
But
yeah,
Sean, how do you get guys? Now, how do you scout guys? How do you go? And how do you make the fights fair? Because sometimes you see some of these promotions, like one guy's 10-0 versus a guy who's.
Yeah.
You're like.
Yeah, we don't do that shit here. If you come up, even some of our amateurs, we got a six amateur fight starting tonight off, and we got a camo championship fight in Tennessee P, who's going to be turning pro with us. And the whole point of this is giving these guys a shot as an amateur, let them grow for us, and they turn pro with us. So they already been with the promotion for a full year or two before they go
pro. I gotta
pro.
Say, man, yeah, you come with. Man, exciting fights because these guys are so hungry. They give it out there, dog. I know.
Now, how do we get Don Fry involved in this? Because Don Fry is bored right now. You look at him, he's basically like, Don. Don, do you want to be involved in this at all or no?
Yeah, you need a commentator. Believe it.
Yeah, we got these guys. We got Troop and Pablo locked in for a couple years, man. So.
Oh yeah, but Don Fry, no, he's the greatest. He's
the greatest. I've got the contract, man.
Yeah,
got the contract.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go Don Fry in the main event, calling the guy a pussy, and then you know what I mean. Get him fired up and see if he fucking can prove him wrong.
Like, and look, if we got to implement that, man, that sounds pretty damn fun to me.
Now, where do you now, how do you pick the ring girls?
They've been with us, man, for like a couple of years. You know, everybody that we had when we were starting off, and this is when we were like very local. When we were very local, man, it's the same people. It's the same people, and so everybody, you know, we had the best matchmaking team. We got the same operations. Yeah, and that's, you know, you with your people that watch you, what you grow. You know what I mean? Hey, Adam, I'm telling you, like, even on our side of being a more of a regional promotion and growing, it's a tough business. You get what I mean? So it's even at a regional side, and then we're growing to the fast, and we got to keep up. You know, I always say you got to be careful. You know, you got to be careful what you ask for. You guys hear me? Oh, yeah, you got to be careful what you ask for, because, shit, you had this type of growth, but you got to keep up. So my ass is on 16-hour-plus days. You know, I'm still adjusting from the time being out there in Abu Dhabi and Dubai and the meetings and just the flying. And right
How
after
this. Who's trying to pay this thing off?
Yeah. What's that?
Who's trying to pay off this Hummer?
Now when I was on Sports Nation with you, by the way, and you were looking for a fight, you were signed up to do like a bare knuckle boxing fight.
Yeah.
And they were all giving you a hard time. Like, you think he's going to be good to me? And I'm like, dude, this guy's a world-class athlete. You obviously got
to get hit by the overhand right. Oh my God.
Like, you couldn't even find a guy to help. You were calling out Shaq for a while. No, nobody wanted to fight you.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's Ocho Cinco is fighting James Harrison in MMA.
That's not him. Like, Ocho's my boy. I love him to death. And I already put it this way. I already put out a contract or tried to offer a contract to Debo. Because I saw them at the Super Bowl. Look, I saw him in
the woman, bro. Let's go.
I saw Ocho and Debo at the Super Bowl, and I'm like, okay, I didn't know that Debo wanted to fight, but I guess it's turned out it's just social media stuff. So that's not really.
But Ocho has a boxing. He's at least boxed.
Now, if people talk shit, right? But Ocho actually can box. I mean, he actually is a pretty good athlete.
I played with Madden. We were at Madden party, and yeah, he like did like a little. I was like, oh, what? Oh, you know how to box a little, huh? Yeah,
but can Debo fight? Has anyone seen Debo fight?
No, that's the good shit, because nobody really seen me fight either, and so.
Hey, didn't Debo fight in the airport?
No, you talking about Pac-Man.
Wait, so you want to fight Debo?
I would.
Debo, Man, and Ocho Cinco on the next card.
Of course I would. Yeah, of course. Look, it's not even that I'm trying to call. First of all, I'll reach out to you direct. I think that when people do social media shit, they really don't want it. So I reached out direct because I wanted to see if there was some real interest. Obviously, I'm the one that got to sign the damn check. And so, you know, I'm going to negotiate what he wants. But, you know, at the end of the day, I reached out to him directly. I just got no response. So, you know, a lot of this stuff is just social media that I don't really get involved with.
But you guys were all, first of all, that them canceling your show on ESPN was such bullshit. It was the highest show on ESPN. It was one of the only shows I ever went on where, like, people were like, yo, I saw you on that. Like, I got so much love from that show, and I loved going on it. But since then, Marcellus Wiley is now fighting with the comedian.
D.L. Hughley.
D.L. Hughley. What's going on there?
You know, I work with Marcellus, man. He's my boy, and I worked with him for years. Not only at ESPN, but at Fox Sports on Speak for Yourself with me, him, Jason Whitlock, and T.J. Houshmandzadeh. And so Marcellus is a smart dude, and he's a big dude. The thing is, Marcellus don't like to fight. His sister, he got his sister. His sister will throw down, but he won't fight. So, you know, and in fact, when him and Ryan Clark was going at it, because I'm cool with Ryan too, but I'm like, why don't you guys just fight and get it over? Like, why don't we just? That's what we need to get
Spart
to.
Out. It's just at like, least.
Man,
right. I'll put brother up.
Adam, I'll put something together where, you know, maybe I'll go to commission and see, like, what can we do on a special night? Maybe it's an exhibition before we start off. Whatever it is, special I try to put back. It together.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
Special have you thought about fighting? What's his name? The dude who was in the UFC, who on the Cowboys. What's his name? Was the real?
Oh, Greg Hardy.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Probably about I don't know how many years ago it was. A few years ago, I talked to Dana about that. This one, Greg. People, you know what? People give a lot of Greg Hardy a lot of shit for how he's looked lately. You know, he's gotten knocked out 5-6 times in a row now between MMA and boxing, and so. But there was a time.
Yeah.
There was a time where. he looked like he was like he went championship rounds with legit guys.
Yeah.
And for somebody only been training, I think, for like six, seven years or something like that, to go in there and fight, I think it might have been a 5-round fight, you know, that he fought.
Yeah.
So again, you know how hard that shit is to come from the NFL and go over there and even look decent against somebody that's been doing this shit for, you know, 15 years? It's tough. But I think, and I say this, and by the way, you know, so when I talked to Dana about this briefly, and then Greg was down, and then Greg had two back-to-back, like two or three knockouts, and I was like, dude, nobody want to see that shit anymore. So, yeah. And that was really it.
Did you watch Gable Stevenson last night?
I did. A lot of people gonna say he's like fighting a tomato can, right? The guy's not that good. What fighter starting off fights a dog? I mean, nobody. It's just the fact of when you got a name like him, when you got a name that everybody, they expecting him to go and face a killer. Yeah. And I'm like, it doesn't work that way. Like you gotta get some time in
there. Listen here. No. Yeah, any promoter worth the salt. Look, you're gonna go long term with the guy, bro. You chunk that Campbell soup at him all day long. And like, come on, let's watch him.
So Don, what happened was last night he did.
Let's paint war halls, and you know what I mean. Have a good time, and then later on we give him the cream of mushroom. You know, the hard fucking fight, and back and forth. You know,
he did like bare knuckle. What is it? Bare knuckle karate last night.
I watched the brutal fight.
Dirty boxing.
Dirty boxing, yeah.
And then he like knocked guy out.
It was a good show
in 15 seconds.
The guy
looked like they went across the street at the local bar and picked this guy. And it was, you know, but it was one of those things where I don't think anyone knows the rules to this, because the fight before it, the guy got knocked down and then he got up, but he was like halfway up. He was on one knee.
That was a weird. I know what you're talking about. I saw that, and the thing about that is that it is a different rule set, and the referee is going to have to adapt to this weird thing where, okay, when he hits the floor, you can ground and pound him for like 5 seconds, right? And then they stand you up. But theoretically, those rules, you can just knock the guy ground and pound from a horse stance until eternity, you know what I mean? And the guy still has a chance.
Dude, then it was like they had the worst. I hate to say it, but the girl that sang a national anthem, I don't know who she's sleeping with or what they found this.
Me, like, actually, like, me.
They did more damage to people's ears than anyone like in this fight, because people, it was like, it just kept hitting the wrong notes, and it was right before the Gable Stevenson, and the girl was hot. Don't get me wrong. Somebody was like,
yeah,
you have talent, and is trying to bang this chick, and I understand.
The rockets were glaring. I know.
It was funny how it was rough, dude. It was, she's not winning American Idol anytime soon, or even like, I don't know. It was kind of hilarious though. But people like, it was literally went from John Jones to, because John Jones is training Gable Stevenson. So first you go, John Jones goes, I want to fight at the White House. I want to represent America, right? So you're like, oh no, like this might, like fighting wise, yes.
By way of Colombia.
So you go from him representing America and fighting in the White House to the worst rendition of the national anthem you've heard since like Fergie in the Super Bowl 7 years ago. It wasn't the best look for America.
It was a better than Rose. It was a little worse than Roseanne.
So yeah, it was rough. So we got Sean McCorkle. Now McCorkle actually ran a promotion as well in Indiana. Yeah. He's a guy, he had all these, and he couldn't get anything sanctioned. He had professional pillow fights. All the fighters dropped out. He said he lost $25,000 on it. He ended up going in the ring and just listing a bunch of girls he slept with halfway through the fights. And then people left pissed off. And then he pointed to a girl and said, we had anal sex. So that was not the way you want
to
do it. Sean Merriman.
Sounds like a good set for me.
Sean Merriman is on his 28th fight. Sean, what did you do wrong?
Which part? Life?
No, promoting your event.
Oh, promoting. I assumed that every fighter had an IQ over 12, which was wrong to start. I assumed if people said they wanted to fight, they did. I assumed if I didn't know the commission was going to charge me for the number of tickets they thought I sold, not how many people were there. They're like, oh yeah, you probably sold 2,000 tickets, so these are your taxes. The place 8 Second Saloon was supposed to give me 25% of the alcohol sales. They claimed with 1,000 people there, they only sold $200 in alcohol. And so they gave me a check for like $40 or $50. I was like, okay, so you guys are, I got fucked every way you can be fucked, man, by that, by everyone involved. So I always make the mistake of thinking people are honest or will do what they say they're going to do. And no one ever does but me.
Sean, have you run into these problems at all?
No. No, because when you've been at this show long enough, you know and understand. Like I got a great team, bro. But I've heard some horror stories. But I mean, $40 for your tax.
This is the most hilarious podcast, bro. Underrated. Oh my god!
So, listen, somebody hand me a check for $40 after the F&B tab. There might not be no fight. There might not be no fights in that night, but it's gonna be one. There's going to be one fight that we know is going to happen.
Don, have you thought about running a fight promotion?
Yeah, I thought about it. And I thought, better way to lose money, you know? Might as well just drive down the road and throw it out the window.
No, I heard that back in the day, Don was commenting during fights, but then you kept calling people pussies and saying that your fights were better. And then you're talking
just
about
Sean McCorkle.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Don.
And you were saying how much better you were at fighting than these guys. Is that
Don was commentating my fight, and I heard him say, I took one leg kick. He goes, McCorkle looks like he's about to quit. And I like turned and looked at him during the fight, like, I just got kicked one time, dude. Like, I'm going to quit. Like, I was like, Don was like my hero, and your hero's telling you that you're going to quit after one weak leg kick. I was like, holy shit.
Oh man, this is the heartbreak story hour with Sean McCorkle.
You gotta pay me off if you want good commendation, man. You know, commentary.
So now, how many people come up to you, Sean, and say, sign me, or pick me? Is that a problem you have or no?
I mean, yeah, you think you would get, you know, hot girls and shit in your DMs, but it's all fighters trying to fight, right? You know. You know, but that's, I mean, for us, that's a good thing. Shit, you know, we got fighters that's, you know, that's coming over from other organizations, and we don't actively recruit. I mean, these guys are just reaching out to you, myself, or the matchmaker, or somebody in the operations team. It's been kind of crazy in the last year with that.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, good luck. The fight is, how can people watch this fight tomorrow?
Yeah. Make sure y'all download Lights Out Sports TV, my network. It's on every smart TV, iOS and Android. We got a ton of free.
What venue do we Google?
We're at Thunder in Long Beach tomorrow. Starting at 5:00.
Thunder Studios, Long Beach.
Yep. Get your tickets at lightsoutxf.com for people out there. But yeah, I mean, I know we talk about the main event with Grant Neal and Valente, man. But shit, Cole Lauren, this kid we got, he's probably two or three fights with us. He's gone. Like I don't even know if I want to even attempt to keep him longer than that, because this dude, he's just another level. Drake Flores is going to be another one. Muslim is back again. He had a crazy finish last fight. So this undercard is stacked too.
Well, I'm definitely going to watch it. Thank you for everything, man. And good luck tomorrow.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
Take care, brother.
All right.
I was lights out. Sean Merriman, that guy's a bad man right there. Good dude.
Bro, this is hilarious. Like, this podcast is the best, bro. Like, it's just Sean McCorkle fucking bitching about whatever. Then Sean Merriman, man, it's just, I love America, bro. I can't believe I live here.
Yeah, I hear you. So I just got back from Naples, Florida, by the way. You got to check out this place. Don, I think I found out there's a place called Seed to Table, right? It's a restaurant that was built by, like, I don't know, some guy had $1 billion. It's a huge Trump supporter, right? So
yeah.
He built this restaurant where it's a supermarket and it's a nightclub upstairs. You can go shopping at any time. And then you can drop off your kids. There's also a daycare, right? there's Donald Trump pictures everywhere. Like on all the food section, the wine section. There's a MyPillow store. Literally the MyPillow guy who has this book, which is like from crackhead to CEO. And then there's all this artwork of like Jesus and Trump. And like one thing has like all the people from like Kid Rock and Trump and Charlie Kirk. And there's like 200 people in front of the White House, and you can get your picture there too for $200. And then it's also it's
wait, where is this, bro? Sounds like a good deal. Where
I gotta pay $200. I gotta pay $200 to have my picture there.
No. Just to get in the painting. Like there's a whole art store of Donald Trump artwork where like Trump is Jesus and like all the, I mean, or he's like with Jesus. Not that he is.
No, I already have that, bro. I already have that. They're NFTs. I got him as a fireman. I got him as Jesus. Yeah. And I have him shielding the world from 9/11.
Dude. And then also like there's a black country band that was playing upstairs.
That's Randy Travis and the Trits.
See, like this is one of the pictures that they were selling. See, it's
new
it's,
low, a new low. We're looking at a picture on a phone. It's new Jesus, low for the show. Just want to point out
Jesus and Donald Trump. And then this was like the picture with all of them. I feel like Don should be in there. It's like all like Charlie Kirk and all these people and Donald Trump, and they're all in front of the White House. You can get your picture there. Yeah, this is a place called Seat to Table.
I'll tell you what, whoever came up with that business plan sounds like they're trying to go from CEO to crackhead, because I don't think that place is gonna succeed for very long.
So. It was packed. It was packed. The entire Naples was there. Like people were coming in from, people were having spiritual experiences there. So yes, I like went there. And then they have a sushi bar, a restaurant. Yeah, it was incredible. Did you guys watch the fights last week?
Probably not.
Okay, but you know what happened, right? With Cyril Gaon and Tom
Aspinall. Yeah,
where
we took this long to talk about this shit.
It's Friday.
Like 8 hours into the podcast, you want me to talk about an eye poke, a motherfucking eye poke.
So you think he should have kept going? Game time. NFL playoffs. One of the greatest things you can do is go to an NFL playoff game, okay? You get to go with other fans. You have fun. You take your family. Listen, Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. Game Time filters out the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets to find the best value, okay? Make it, you can save time, and saving time is money. Time is valuable, all right? You pick an upcoming game, you browse through the ticket deals on Game Time Picks, and it's so easy. I do it all the time. I go to concerts on with Game Time. I go to NFL games. I go to WNBA games. Okay, you can go to MMA events, all right? They have curated deals that make it easier to find the best price to get great seats. They have the super deal, which is the best value for that event. You get the seat view, so you don't not like stuck behind a goalpost or you're sitting in the parking lot, whatever it is. They have the lowest price guarantee, and they have event cancellation protection, job loss protection, et cetera. All right, go to Game Time Picks. All right, they make it easier for sports, concerts, comedy, theater. They have all-in pricing. You get the seat views, you get ticket coverage, and you get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. What are you waiting for, people? Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. That's right. Create an account, redeem your code CLNS for $20 off. All right. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm telling you, it's awesome. You're going to thank me later. Check it out right now.
No, that's not what I said at all.
But he shouldn't have kept going. All these people that are like, boo.
Listen. The statistics are against you, Tom Aspinall. You know it. If you get poked in the eye real good, usually you lose after that. And so he knows that statistic. And he's the one who got poked in the eyes, plural. So everyone can cry about whatever, but, you know, they never had to wear the belt. And they never, you know what I mean, had to wear the crown. So it's like, yeah, you got poked in the fucking eye. You can go, hey, fuck that. Let's fight and probably lose. Or you can fucking go sit down and Gaon gets his infinite title glitch.
I mean, the only problem, Sean, can we, I don't want to have to, can we? Can I
hate it.
You hate what? Sean's the name
That
or
it happens.
oh.
I hate that it happens. I hate that Gunn's game plan was to push him off of, like, get off of me. That was his game plan. So, yeah, his finger's going to be out because he's trying to stop this guy from tackling him. So, obviously, it's an equipment issue. Yes, it is. You can have a covered glove to the don't poke each other in the eye. 100%, we have the technology. We just don't have the balls to implement it. So,
well, I mean, Don, you've been poking the eye. Don, your fight, right? Your fight.
Hell yeah.
What was the fight, Don?
Gilbert Ivel.
Gilbert Ivel, right. Now, how, I mean, it was
piece of shit.
It was like 10 times worse than that, right?
No, the thing is, Gilbert just, he was just sticking his finger in there and digging, you know? He wasn't even
a maniac.
It's a different, when you get punched, you know, poked in the eye with a fast punch. I mean, you're talking, Gunn's 250 pounds, you know, and he's throwing this quick jab. And he's sticking his finger in there, it's going to go into his knuckle, you know? I mean, so it's got more power, more force than just sticking your finger in there and start digging around.
He was raking you. He was, the one guy was raking you, the other guy was.
Right.
Yeah. But now, I mean, so I think we're all in agreement that Tom did the right thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sean?
Unfortunately.
Sean?
I would like to see, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to see on low blows and eye pokes the first time a 2-point deduction. That's what I'd like to see, like whether it's intentional or not, and it'll stop happening. And when it doesn't, maybe Aspinall would have quit fighting because he'd be like, dude, I'm up 2 points no matter what now. So worst case scenario, I've got a draw, you know? So
yeah, he's Mayhem, not, I feel he's like, not a I draw. Feel like Mayhem, I feel like your cheating was you kicked guys in the face when they were down. I mean, that, like, right?
Again. Yeah. Well, that's the old rules. It was totally above board. The pride rules. You kick the face. They changed the name of the promotion, and now I can't kick the guy in the face. What the fuck? We're fighting in the same ring with the same people, the people who work here, the same team. What the? I'm not allowed to kick him in the face now? Well, then why are we on TV? What the fuck?
So you thought you were allowed to kick him in the face?
Yeah, Japan is the different rules, bro. Yeah. Don Fry fought by him. It's like you're allowed to fucking kick the guy when he's on the ground, or you're not allowed to kick him now. That's news to me. I guess I should have listened to the fucking earpiece in the rules meeting.
Now, a big fight coming up, by the way. Yeah, you probably should have listened. I agree.
One thing Mayhem left out about the whole thing.
Yo, I was becoming unhinged. I was becoming unhinged during the Merriman interview, bro. Sorry.
No, it's okay. How much coffee did you drink today?
No, I'm on these new NeuroMints.
Oh God,
NeuroMints, bro. They just make you wig out, dog. That's pretty awesome. I got energy, focus. I'm even using words I don't often use, like superfluous.
Thank you. Okay, so I don't know if you guys know this, that Misfits Boxing, Andre Arlovsky is boxing a guy named Kells. I don't know who.
Oh, Keenan and Kells? Yeah, I know them. Welcome to Burgerland. That guy, Keenan also, and Kells.
Also on the card is B Day versus Rod Stewart's son, right?
That's amazing.
I got B Day.
I mean, first of all, Rod Stewart's son's wearing like a suit in this, didn't even take his shirt off in the picture.
Does he have the hair?
Are you guys looking at this? Can you see this?
No.
Nobody can.
Wait, see. Did they actually put Rod Stewart's son on the poster?
Yeah.
That's
you
amazing.
You can't see it?
Yeah, that's amazing. I just
which one is it?
The right there, Rod Stewart's son. It just said, it doesn't even say Rod Stewart's son with an S. It just said Rod Stewart's son. Like Daniel.
Maybe his last name is Stewartson, and they're just trying to pull a quick one. That's what I think.
Yeah.
And then it says introducing Austin Dulay, but he doesn't have an opponent. And then it says Jahan Ingram returns. Doesn't say who. Like, maybe they should just fight.
Where did he return from?
From
obscurity?
Prison.
Another guy's name is the debut of H2O. So I guess water? Like, I'm not even sure.
This is the greatest poster I've ever seen.
It's the greatest.
It's in Tennessee. I mean, the only one is like Yeah, I don't know. Andre Arlovsky is a part of this. The guys, but I don't want to say Rod Stewart's son is even a. How do
You know what? I'm supporting it for the big dog Arlovsky, the mismatch. Owns his ass. He's going to be fighting until he's fucking 95. I love him. I think he's one of the best. And I hope you guys can hear me saying that.
All right. Also, have you guys been following this Craig Jones, Gordon Ryan stuff?
No, they're gay. I'm not even talking about them.
So we can't talk about Buffer and Dominic Cruz anymore either?
Ma'am just left. All right. So that was that. Have you been following this whole Moneyberg scandal, Sean?
No, I have not.
All right. So there's a guy who does jiu-jitsu who's like worth a lot of money. And he's like 47 years old, and he's done jiu-jitsu for 3 years, right? But he's never actually rolled with anybody in like a tournament or anything. But Jake Shields gave him a black belt, right? So he's been doing this for, he gave Jake Shields hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he's rolled with all these people. All these celebrities have like trained him, not celebrities, like these big MMA fighters and trained him. And now he went on Ariel Helwani's podcast, and Helwani just tore him up because he was like, listen, and the guy's super arrogant, and he's like, listen, I put my time in, I put more time, people are jealous, but no one's ever seen him grapple before, and he has a black belt, and he got his black belt like the same amount of time BJ Penn did, and he said BJ Penn congratulated him, which, you know, based on the state of BJ Penn, that might be the craziest thing he's done.
BJ Penn congratulated him and his clone.
Right. So now everyone is very mad at Moneyberg. See, that's what I like about, I don't think his name is Moneyberg either. I think he changed it to Moneyberg. So
he didn't want the jiu-jitsu community to know he was Jewish. So he just changed the first part to money.
So yeah. So the problem I think with jiu-jitsu is that like, you can't pay someone, $1 million and become a college All-American in wrestling. Like you have to actually compete and become an All-American. But it seems like with these belt sports, judo, and maybe not even judo, but in jiu-jitsu, you could just pay someone now and they go, oh, you're a black belt. But people are very angry about this. Don, what's your thought about this?
Oh, shit. I haven't got any check from the guy or cash from the guy. Shit. I'm bummed out about that. I got a couple of belts hanging up in my closet. You know, I'll sell.
So if somebody gave you like $500,000 and you train with them for 2 years and he's about a blue purple belt, but he wanted to be a black belt, would you give him a black belt?
For a couple million, you're damn right. You know, so knock yourself out, kid. You know, kill, attack the world.
The world. Sean, what about you?
I think he got his black belt in jiu-jitsu, like J-E-W is what it sounds like to me. The name like Moneyberg. But no, if I was him, dude, I wouldn't be buying belts. I would be opening a pillow nightclub, babysitting grocery store, salon is what I would do if I had that kind of money.
And then Sean Strickland got in the guy's face and told him you're like a fraud, you suck, you know, you're ripping everyone off, you're not really a black belt. And now he's suing Sean Strickland.
Why doesn't he fight Sean Strickland?
Well, he said he's gonna grapple him after he sues him. But the lawsuit is first, and then because he like tarnished his image, but yeah, it's complete bullshit.
His image? What image does he have to tarnish?
I don't know.
He's known as a guy that buys black belts from jiu-jitsu guys, and he doesn't want that image tarnished.
So that's cool. That's kind of crazy. Also, have you seen a couple other things. What else? Have you seen this? I was watching TikTok. I thought you guys might appreciate this. I'm not sure what. Don, I feel like this is, I feel like Sean, this is something that you would do. All right. So there. All right. Look at this. Can you guys see this?
Yeah.
All right. I think the guy might be in the wrong football league, but watch. Can see this kid running.
Oh shit.
Like what, at what point are they going to let kids go in the right league? You know, it just seems like we're just,
maybe it's a woman and she feels like an adult male, you know? And so she's playing against children, but You know, she feels like a pre-adolescent male.
Maybe, you know, I didn't think about that, but now, yeah, maybe it is a woman. You're absolutely right. All right, some news stories that are going on right now. I had to cover for Gutfeld. According to a new book, KFED. So I don't know, you can follow the whole Britney Spears KFED saga.
Is there anything else?
So yeah, all right. So KFED doesn't have to pay child support. He's not getting child support anymore from her. She was paying for 18 years. He was raising the kids. He said she was crazy. The kids wanted to be with him. It did seem like the kids were better off with KFED. Normally, when they give custody to the man, like the woman's really fucked up, right? Well, now
Yeah,
he just.
normally give custody to the man, his name doesn't have a letter in it. Like his main name isn't represented by a letter.
Well,
Or symbol.
now KFED wrote a book. Well, the kids are like 19 years old. So he's not getting child support anymore. So the same people are saying he wrote a book because he wants money, but he's like, no,
Yeah.
I just want my kids to know the truth. So he said
Right.
that Britney Spears was breastfeeding while on cocaine. That was one of the things that came out in the book, that he knew that was it was time to take the kids away. When do you believe this, Sean?
Yeah, I wonder why her kids grew up so fast. But yeah, no, the thing with KFED, man, number one, I don't care what anybody says. I don't think he's the future of hip hop. Like, let's get that out of the way first. But I don't think he's gonna be a great rapper. But no, it's he wanted his kids to know the truth, so he had to write a book and publish it. Like he couldn't just write them a letter, but he didn't want to make any money. But it's ironic that a guy who's never read a book could write a book.
Right. Well, you know
That's
what
what's
though?
off
I know
screen.
people that have actually went to that had their kids in the same school as KFED, and they said he's actually a good dad, that he actually
Really?
does all the stuff and like participates in all the stuff. So I
Well,
don't
yeah,
know. Breastfeed
when you get paid $1 million a month, said you can go to every fucking event.
maybe. I mean, maybe. All right. So that's going. So Kourtney Kardashian has a new lollipop that's good for your vagina. I don't know if you guys read about this. So it's supposed to promote vagina health, where women that like suck on it, it cleans out your vagina. Have you guys heard, Sean, have anything about any notes about this? Have you heard about this?
No, let's say which one is she? Is she O.J. Simpson's daughter, or is she the which one is she?
No,
There's
no,
one
no.
of
That was not confirmed that it was O.J. Simpson's daughter, but no, that's
them.
Chloe. This is Courtney. She's like
Oh,
the
so she.
fuck. She got a head. She got the head bigger than McCorkle's. Come on, she's got to be
Well,
Simpson's daughter.
all right. Kelsey Grammer, who's 7 years old, is on his eighth kid with his fourth wife. I guess the other grandkids can't wait to meet their new uncle. But yeah, so that's happening right now. Oh, there's a
Okay,
trip.
the interesting thing about that is he's just on a new series. He's going to play Fraser Crane in another fucking TV show.
Really?
No, I just figured that's the only role he's ever played. So,
Oh. Also, a transgender runner named Evie Parts. She's suing her college because she was thrown off the track team for not letting her compete against women and made her depressed, suicidal. I guess when she was there or not, the team was worried about missing parts. But yeah, but her name is Evie Parts. Any thoughts on this?
Get somebody
Another
pressed to cut
person.
her dick off.
Another person with letters as their name. Like we got KFED, R. Kelly, EV Parts. Like it's all you're in
No,
good
I
company.
think it's EVIE.
Oh, all right. Well, that joke didn't work then.
EV parts are missing.
Yeah. Evie Parts is missing. One of the guys from Ben and Jerry, he's very anti-Israel, very pro-Palestine, and I guess
He's running for mayor of New York.
he left Ben and Jerry's in Vermont, but now he's starting a Palestinian-themed flavored ice cream. I don't know
Blood and guts.
If Rocky
or maybe like everything but the Jew, or
don't
Nazis
know.
and cream, chocolate chip infada or
Did
intifada,
you get
whatever.
the Rocky Road though? Because they throw rocks at everybody?
Yes,
I
I got
don't
that. That was
know. Okay.
good. That was
Yeah, we
actually
got that.
yeah. That was
We kind of
really
ignored that one.
good.
Yeah. We tried.
A man named Curtis Stokes called his side chick over for sex, but he fell asleep, and she responded by setting his house on fire.
Nice,
Yeah,
nice.
this happened in Florida. So,
Because why does anybody say women are crazy? I don't know. I'm gonna get by with that.
So she got ghosted. He got toasted. But yeah. So that happened there. What else has happened? So these are Pete Buttigieg is in first place out of all the Democrats. I don't know if you guys see this, Mayor Pete.
No.
Yeah. I mean, he's used to being a power bottom.
So did he win by a knee?
he won by what? A knee. All right, and then and then a couple other things as well. There was something else that. Oh, Ronda Rousey, have you guys been following this?
No,
I heard she's fake returning.
No, well, she said she was going to return, and now she went on Bert Kreischer's podcast, and she had a lot of things to say about MMA and MMA fighters. She said that the only reason why MMA fans have their lips so firmly planted on the base of Khabib's cock is because he retired before he reached his limit. If he kept fighting until he reached his limit, everyone would be Khabib, would say Khabib ain't shit. He was never shit. I come on. I mean, what?
Is he the guy that she claimed she could beat? You know, I mean, when she was champion and she could beat a man.
No, she never said she could beat Khabib, but it's like, what do you want from Khabib? The guy went undefeated. No one even went around against him. I mean, there was one guy, maybe there was one fight that was close. And then she went on and said that Joe Rogan is not a fighter. He's not a real fighter. He's just a fan. And then Bert Kreischer, who I like, but was laughing as if this was the, you know, a George Carlin closer from the fucking 80s. Or even the 70s. I don't know. I don't know what Ronda's what she plans on making less fans by doing this. I think the whole problem with Ronda was that how bad of a sport she was. Like, even when she won, she wouldn't shake Misha's hand. And then when she lost, she was like the worst poor loser, then did no press, and then just sort of just quit the whole sport altogether. You know, maybe she wants to come back as the supervillain or something, and this is the way. Like, I mean, Sean, what do you think?
He's trying out for Britney Spears' biography.
I heard her defense, she is married to Travis Brown, which can't be easy on anybody.
Yeah.
He reached his limit, I can see, that she had no problem with the trashing Khabib, but her husband actually is like exactly everything she said, you know, criticizing Khabib for. So, I don't know. I don't like either of them. So.
Yeah, I don't get it. I just don't know what her goal of this was, is to trash Joe Rogan and all MMA fans. And you know what, Ronda, you had a lot of MMA fans. You still do have a lot of MMA fans. A lot of people look up to you. So, I mean, what's the point of this? You know, like...
Amongst all those lies she was telling, there was no reason to drop in that Joe Rogan's not a fighter and tell the truth. But, like, there was no reason to drop some truth in there. But I'm just glad that Bert Kreischer... to hear he was laughing uncontrollably on something that's not funny, because he's never done that before.
Ever. I don't get it. I mean, that, you know, it just, you should have seen, like,
oh, come on.
It was like, whoa. It was like a maniac. he came across like a fucking maniac. But yeah, I don't get it. I don't get a lot of things. You know, there's a lot of shit I don't get. And then finally, what else we got going? Sean, how are you, man? What have you been up to?
Working nonstop, man. Yeah, I'm working really good. Like, I was thinking, I was calculating what I probably lost doing this podcast, and it's probably like $800, because I've got three crews going at like three different job sites, about 16 guys. And if I'm not there every minute when it's going on, there's something going wrong. Like, every minute of every day, there's something going wrong. But it's that or not have a giant, beautiful mansion and a bunch of money. So those are my two choices. Yeah, I'm just kidding. I'm not really. It would be nice to get the UFC money. I'll tell you that they've been that Angeon group has been sitting on for over a year now, and they're pretending like they're not earning interest on it. They keep, like, they got some attorney named Rob Massey that's defending them up one side and down the other. Like, they're not making.
All right, thanks, Brendan. Yeah, you're welcome.
I said, but they're like, yeah, they're not. They're thinking, saying they're not making interest on it. Okay, so it's just sitting like in a vault somewhere, like the money is. And that that same group has been accused and caught multiple times doing corrupt things, like loaning money out that's supposed to be paid in settlements. So it's they told me again last night I'd have the money today. I was like, yeah, probably not. So
That sucks.
They just keep doing it. And then their attorney started talking shit to me, which he had no idea who he was messing with. So I just started straight roasting him on the group text thing or whatever. It's ridiculous. They're just holding that money and pretending like, oh, we don't have everyone's address yet. That's why we have to hold it for 6 months. Like, is it? Because I know when I send out my mail, I don't have to send all the bills out at once. Like I can send one at a time. So they keep saying we have to have all the money sent out all at once or we can't do it. You know, like it's just so ridiculous, man.
Well, there is.
Meantime, they're collecting 25% interest.
On almost $400 million. So.
Well, there is a fight tomorrow night. I don't know if you guys are going to watch it. It's Garcia versus Onama. David Onama is taking on
Waiting for that one for a long time.
Steve Garcia in the UFC. I think it's one guy says four is 43. He can't be 43. Again, it's a 145 pound. Also, that guy Waldo Cortez Acosta. He's the guy that was like the minor league pitcher that throws like 100 miles an hour, but all he throws are overhand rights. Like he just, it's almost like he just spams overhand. He's a heavyweight. He's fighting Ante Delaja. That should be a good fight. And then check out Charles Radke. I think he's the guy that got knocked out by saying like Canadians suck or something, and then he got knocked out in Canada, if I'm wrong. Cody Durden is fighting. He's the guy that said he wants to take the title back to, you know, he's the guy that I'll send it back to China, and everyone got mad at him. But he's a really good fighter, but he lost his last couple fights. Yeah, it's not a card that you're like that really jumps out. You're like, oh, I have to see this, but there are
Where's
some.
it
It's gonna be at in Vegas at the Apex.
at? Are they going all out on that one, huh?
Oh my, yeah, I don't. This is kind of a weird one. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, so that's that. And then what else? What else we got? Oh, like yesterday also in Florida, six nudists went to the wrong nude beach and got arrested. These people were like 85 years old. They were very old, and there was a nude beach next to it, but they went to the wrong one, and just showed up butt naked, and
Hey,
people.
when that happens.
Well, that's the definition of nude, right? So they went to the wrong nude beach. How do you go to a wrong nude
We went to
beach?
the wrong beach. They thought it was a nude
Okay.
beach. They thought it was a nude beach. It was a regular beach, but they all showed up butt naked. And I actually did a comedy show at a nudist resort, and there was a couple of people that were not terrible looking, but for the most part, it was people that you'd have to like.
Shouldn't be
I noticed
nude.
you said people, not women. That was odd.
Women, women.
A couple people were
One
hot
guy's
there.
penis was staring me the entire time. I'm like, dude, we're looking eye to eye the whole time. There was a lost and found there. I was like, why? Like that was it was insane. But yeah, I did a comedy show for nudists. Don, this is the best Wi-Fi you've had in years, by the way.
I'm sitting out in my pickup truck out in the yard.
Well, thank you for that. What do you
That's
have
the
coming up?
sweet spot.
What do you have coming up, Don?
Oh, hell, what do I have coming up? I can't think about it right now. I just got an invite from a guy to go up to Canada and help the conservative candidate help the conservative candidate on a campaign trail, you know, and to help be a co-host of a podcast up there. And it sounds like the guy's looking for a bodyguard, you know, but he's wants to only pay me co-host podcast money, you know.
Oh wow. Well,
So
that's dude, you're Don, I wish I had a reality. I wish that you're one of my favorite people in the whole world, Don. You have no idea.
thanks.
You have no idea. You too, Sean. I mean, aside from your jokes sometimes that I'm like, am I ever gonna work again if anyone finds out that I'm relating to which is every week, I'm just like, oh no, why? But yeah, thanks, Sean. What do you so
What happened?
Yeah, right.
You still there?
Yes, I could see your screen name. What do you have coming up?
Nothing, man. Just working, I guess, is what I'm gonna do. I'm trying to figure out how to get back online here. I don't know what happened. I guess I'm technologically retarded, but here we go. Let's see. Am I here now? Okay, here we go.
Nope,
No,
I
that
just
is
got
a
your name.
deal. Oh, there we
YN Big
go.
Six. There you go.
I
There's
was a
that
little
pretty face.
uncomfortable when I didn't know Sean Merriman was on and my YN Big Sexy came up. I was a little uncomfortable, but you might see that. But no, I don't know. I did hear, I don't know if you guys heard about the scare over Washington, D.C. the other day. Did you guys hear
No.
about that? Like a terrorist threat? Yeah,
No.
apparently NORAD's gaydar went off, like it was going crazy. And then it turns out like Dominic Cruz was on a private flight going over D.C. So I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think Dominic Cruz is gay. Every week we say Dominic Cruz is gay. We have no.
He's as straight as Bruce Buffer, I'll tell you that.
All right. Well, I will be. What do you have coming up, Sean?
Nothing, just working.
Working. All right. I'll be at the Laugh Factory in Covina Saturday, this Saturday. And then I'll be in Prince George, Canada on Thursday with Russell Peters. And then I'll be in Grand Prairie, Alberta, Russell Peters, then Medicine Hat in Saskatchewan. And then Brandon, Manitoba, and then Saskatchewan or Regina.
Where's Prince George at?
Regina.
On the West Coast?
I have no
idea. He's on Epstein's Island molesting kids, probably.
I have no idea where I'm going to be, bro. And I'm at Rolling Hills Casino in Corning, California, December 6th. Well, thank you.
Did you guys get that joke, though? Wait, did you get the joke?
Yeah, I got it.
I did. I actually did. I got it. All right. Yes. All right. That was a good joke. That was a good joke. Very good joke. All right. Take care, guys.
Best one yet.
See you.